Non-fiduciary duties. Consider the following common scenario. A person walks into a department store to purchase a suit. The buyer may try several possible suits and ask a sales agent for advice. Depending upon the sales agent, the advice will range from very informed to a total lack of concern and engagement. To what degree is the sales agent obligated to the buyer? What are the buyer's obligations to the store? Consider the relationship. Is the buyer a customer or a client? The buyer is a customer. The store is not representing the buyer in the purchase of the suit. The store hopes only to sell the suit to the buyer. What duties and level of service can the buyer expect from the store? The seller should not knowingly sell the buyer a defective product. The quality of the product should be commensurate with the price paid. The buyer should expect fair and honest dealing on the part of the store. What obligations does the buyer have to the store? The primary obligation that the buyer has to the store is to pay for the product before removing it from the store. What if the buyer is about to make a serious fashion mistake because the suit is the wrong color or style and looks horrible? Is the sales agent obligated to advise the buyer to purchase something else? The sales agent is under no obligation to give such advice to the buyer, and may be relieved that somebody is finally buying the suit that has hung on the rack for over a year. Consumers engage in customer relationships every day without giving it much thought. We generally vote with our feet and our dollars, gravitating to the provider that provides the correct blend of service, product quality, and price. We are subconsciously aware of our customer status, even if we do not give it much thought. As mentioned earlier, an agent works for a client and with a customer, also known as a third party. While the real estate agent has a primary duty of representation to the client, others involved in the transaction, while not represented, anticipate a certain level of service, just like the purchaser of a suit or any other product. The Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors, the Texas Real Estate License Act, and the TREC rules specifically require a certain level of performance that extends to third parties. General duties of honesty and fairness. When acting in an intermediary transaction, Section 11.01.651-D-4, the broker is required to treat all parties honestly. A special duty of honesty applies when the license holder is buying or selling property in his or her name. Section 1100.1.652, grounds for suspension or revocation of license, A-1. The Commission may suspend or revoke a license issued under this chapter or take other disciplinary action authorized by this chapter if the license holder 1. Engages in misrepresentation, dishonesty, or fraud when selling, buying, trading, or leasing real property in the name of A. the license holder, B. the license holder's spouse, or C. a person related to the license holder within the first degree by consanguinity. This means that an agent must disclose if he or she is representing his or her parents or children. Section 11.01.652(b)(2) provides that a license may be suspended or revoked if the license holder engages in conduct that is dishonest or in bad faith or that demonstrates untrustworthiness. The rules of the Commission represent the interpretation of the License Act. Honesty and fairness are a concern to the Commission, beginning with the licensing process. Section 535.52, requirements for licensure. Fitness requirements for individual applicant. A. The Commission may deny a license to an applicant who fails to satisfy the Commission as to an individual applicant's honesty, trustworthiness, or integrity under the Act. Texas Occupations Code, Chapter 11.02, and the rules of the Commission. B. Conduct that tends to demonstrate that an applicant does not possess the requisite honesty, trustworthiness, or integrity. In the practice of real estate, the license holder must engage in fair business practices, 535.156. Dishonesty, bad faith, untrustworthiness. B. The license holder must put the interest of the license holder's principal above the license holder's own interest. A license holder must deal honestly and fairly with all parties. However, the license holder represents only the principal and owes a duty of fidelity to such principal. D. A license holder has a duty to convey accurate information to members of the public with whom the license holder deals. Duties to clients and customers. It is clear that tree law and the rules of the commission require honest and fair dealings with third parties. Many license holders are members, realtors, of the National Association of Realtors, NAR. As license holders, members of the NAR must comply with the rules of the Commission, the Texas Real Estate License Act, and the NAR Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice. Remember, the duty to respond in a timely manner extends to unrepresented parties, i.e., customers. Agents must respond within 2 calendar days of receiving an inquiry from an unrepresented party. These calendar days include holidays and weekends. So, if a third party reaches out to a sales agent on a Thursday, the agent must respond by Saturday. Third parties and third party obligations. A third party, also known as a customer, is a party to a transaction not represented by the license holder. While the Texas Real Estate License Act, the rules of the commission, and the NAR Code of Conduct are the most obvious sources of guidance when dealing with third parties, 2 other important laws impact the real estate brokerage business, Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, discussed later in the text, fraud in real estate and stock transactions. Under paragraph B, an individual who misrepresents a property under this section could be liable for actual damages. A person who knowingly misrepresents a property or makes a false promise is liable under paragraph C for exemplary damages. Exemplary damages are often referred to as punitive damages. Avoiding disclosure and misrepresentation problems. Advertising. Advertising can create special disclosure issues and can violate TREC rules if found to be misleading. TreeLay provides some relief from the misdeeds of other agents and parties to a transaction. At issue in any lawsuit over the misrepresentation or concealment of a material fact is the question of whether the individual knew of the falsity of the condition. Brokers must ensure that they and their sponsored agents know and understand federal and state laws concerning real estate advertising. TREC rules regulate advertising in print and online. All advertising materials must comply with these rules. TREC's advertising rules. In 2017, TREC adopted new advertising rules, splitting the former rule section 535.154 into 2 sections, section 535.154 and section 535.155. The new rules became effective in May 2018 for all license holders. Section 535.154 states the requirements for registering and using names in advertisements. Rule Section 535.154 clearly defines the terms alternate name, associated broker, team name, and assumed business name. The broker must register these names with TREC before the license holder can use them in an advertisement. The broker is responsible for registering the assumed business names and team names that operate under the brokerage. A license holder is responsible for registering any alternate name he or she uses in advertising. Team names must end in the word team or group. In Texas, teams operate within the brokerage. They do not offer brokerage services independent of the sponsoring broker. Therefore, a team name must not contain any words to that effect. Must use team, group, associates. May use realty, followed by team or group. Brokerage. Do not use company, misleading. For example, the team name Henry Britt Realty Team is acceptable. However, Henry Britt Realty would not be acceptable under TREC rules. Team ABC would not be acceptable because, though it begins with the word team, it does not end with team. Therefore, Team ABC Group would be acceptable. TREC rules are specific in that team or group must be the last word of a team name. Rule Section 535.155 lists the requirements that license holders must follow for all advertising materials. Specific pieces of identifying information must appear in all advertisements: the name of the license holder or brokerage team placing the advertisement, the sponsoring broker's name. TREC requires that the broker's name be at least one half the size of the largest contact information on the advertisement. Rule Section 535.155 also lists 20 specific examples of misleading or deceptive advertising practices that may lead the public to believe that a sales agent is responsible for operating a real estate brokerage. It is important to note that a sales agent should not use titles like CEO, President, Owner, COO, or any similar title, even if he or she is the legal owner or president of a business entity, as it can create the impression that the sales agent, and not the sponsoring broker, is responsible for the operation of the brokerage. The same holds true even if a sales agent owns a real estate brokerage. If they are not the sponsoring broker, they are not responsible for the operation of the brokerage. Family members often work together in the family brokerage. While this is entirely legal, it violates TREC rules for a sales agent who has the same last name, in whole or part, as the sponsoring broker to use that name in advertisements, as it may mislead the general public into believing that the sales agent is responsible for the brokerage's operations. For example, Tom Corbett is the sponsoring broker of Corbett Realty. Tom's son, Eddie, is a sales agent sponsored at the brokerage. Eddie cannot advertise as the Eddie Corbett team. Brokers must ensure that their sponsored sales agents comply with advertising rules. TREC takes advertising violations seriously. Agents should verify that their advertising is TREC compliant and adheres to federal fair housing advertising requirements. Advertising and social media. License holders who advertise on social media must also adhere to the TREC rules on advertising. Due to the constraints of some social media sites, TREC is more flexible with its requirements for social media advertising than other more traditional forms of advertising, in that they allow the information to be one click away. Note that this does not mean a link to a link, but one link to the actual information. The license holder's name or team name and the broker's name in at least one half the size of the advertisement's largest contact information must still appear. However, they may be on a separate page of the account or the user's profile page if the separate page is readily accessible by a direct link from the social media or text advertisement, readily noticeable on the separate page or in the account user profile. The broker's logo does not generally count as the broker's name unless it contains either the broker's licensed name or assumed business name, DBA, in full, not a shortened version of it. And the printed name is one half the size of the largest contact information in the ad. It is important to distinguish between the size of the logo and the size of the text. The size of the logo does not count. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Suppose a sales agent posts listings on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. In that case, they must ensure that their name, registered alternate name, or team name, and sponsoring broker's name, or DBA, are on every advertisement posting. This rule applies to reposting the listings from the agent's business page to their personal Facebook page. One way to ensure this is to modify the images to include the required information, so that each posting complies with TREC rules on advertising. For example, an agent wants to post an advertisement for a new listing. He creates a custom background template that includes his contact information and his broker's information. He then inserts an image of the house he is listing into the template. He uploads the image to Twitter. When someone retweets his tweet, the image's information remains intact. Designing a custom template is also an excellent way to create visual recognition of a business or brand. Another approach would be to add a watermark containing the required information on each image. For example, an agent posts multiple images from a listing in a slideshow format, enabling users to swipe through the images. The agent included a watermark on each image so that every image viewed contains the required information for advertising, and potential buyers can easily see whom to contact about the listing. A broker who posts listings on social media must ensure that their name, registered alternate name, or business entity name is on every advertised listing, or the broker can include a direct link to the information on their profile page or business website on each advertised listing. The direct link should lead to the information. All social media advertising must contain the required information, either on each advertisement or may contain a direct link that leads to the required information. The rule is one click. If the information takes two clicks, then that is one click too many. Live streaming. Agents can comply with the rules even when live streaming. For example, while streaming on Facebook Live, an agent includes his for sale sign containing all required contact and brokerage information in the shot. Agents can include their for sale or for rent signs at any point, beginning, end, or both, during a live stream. The shot of the sign should be clear enough that viewers can easily read the contact information. Just as brokers must ensure that their sponsored agents comply with traditional advertising methods, they are also responsible for their sponsored agents' social media posts. Social media and the IABS and CN 1-5. Many agents confuse TREC's requirements for online and social media advertising with the requirements for displaying the Information About Brokerage Services, IABS, and the Consumer Protection Notice, CN 1-5. These are two separate issues. Links to the IABS and CN 1-5 do not have to be present in every advertisement posted on social media. Completed versions of the IABS and CN 1-5 must be on a license holder's business website. A business website is any site containing content controlled by the license holder that provides information to the public. Suppose a license holder drives business to a site for information, including listings and contact information. In that case, it is considered a business website, and links to the IABS and CN 1-5 must be readily noticeable on the page and labeled correctly. For example, X, formerly Twitter, is a business website if an agent uses hashtags number sign, followed by specific words or phrases to drive consumers to their X account, which contains contact information and advertisements. Regarding social media, if an agent's social media accounts link to their business website, and the business website provides a link to the IABS and CN 1-5, those accounts comply with TREC rules. The rule for advertisements is one click away. However, the IABS and CN 1-5 links may be more than one click away, as long as they are readily noticeable to the general public. Suppose license holders are using their social media accounts as business accounts. In that case, they could either provide links to the completed forms in their account profiles or highlight a post or story. Instagram. Containing the links, they could even pin an image of the completed forms.